Substantial progress has been made on corralling a Fairbanks area wildfire. The Moose Mountain Fire has burned more than 940 acres in an area just northwest of the city since Friday. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The season's first big wildfire hit very close to home for some Fairbanks area residents who live near the Moose Mountain ski area, but the response from firefighters was intense. The wind-fueled blaze was hit hard with aerial retardant and water drops from planes and helicopters to keep it away from residential areas. Friday's heat and wind gave way to cooler, wetter, calmer weather on Saturday and Sunday, allowing firefighters to work the perimeter on the ground. Incident Commander Rob Allen told area residents at a public meeting Sunday night, things are looking a lot better.
The fire itself, other than burning out a few little interior pockets, which you might have seen some smoke coming up today, has been really laying low.
Allen says about 300 people are working the Moose Mountain Fire. He says bulldozers have plowed around much of the perimeter and that hand crews are doing the job on 3 miles of steeper terrain. The fire is about 60% contained, but Allen says there's a lot of work to be done.
Trying to get 10 to 20 feet totally secured all the way around the fire, and that's when we'll call it controlled. After we have 20 feet, then we'll go in 100, then we'll go in 200, until we're comfortable with the fact that we've got enough mopped up, 100%. And when we say 100% mopped up, crews will go through this and they'll hand feel every inch along that edge. They'll wander around, picking up all the logs, checking all the stuff, doing it all by hand. That's how we call it out.
Allen anticipates containment by Wednesday, but is not speculating on an out date. He says the early season fire has not burned very deep because much of the area has only been snow-free for less than 10 days. State Fire Information Officer Pete Buist says there's still no determination on what started the fire.
Fires can be human-caused or they can be caused by lightning. There was no lightning, so we're left with the millions of ways that people can start fires. Now we have to sort through all those different types of human-caused and figure out what it was. But bottom line is the idea is to get line around it now, and the cause is not as important as that.
The fire has raised questions about the ability to notify residents in the event of an evacuation order using the borough's reverse 911 call-out system. Borough Emergency Services Director Dave Gibbs cautioned residents at Sunday's fire meeting that the system only works with landlines.
A lot of you rely upon cell phones, and there is no technology that I'm aware of that will automatically locate you and provide you with messaging, so I need to get your cell phone numbers.
Gibbs says the borough is collecting cell numbers from area residents, even though an evacuation is highly unlikely at this point. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins said things could have been a lot worse.
We're awfully lucky that the wind was going the other way. If it had been in some other direction to the south, we would have had one heck of a few hours and a drastic situation.
Hopkins says the Moose Mountain Fire has underscored the importance of carrying out the community's wildfire protection plan. The borough and state have been working since the record fire summer of 2004 to clear breaks across corridors of black spruce that can carry wildfires into Fairbanks. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.